to the 10th podcast, double figures at last. Aren't you proud of me, Nathan?
And we'll, yeah, I'm proud of the listeners as well. Sounded a bit drunk now. I was like,
are you more
so the listeners as well?
Are you more proud of them than you are of me?
Yeah, because
good one. Because if it wasn't for them, don't know who I'm pointing to, but
yeah. So congratulations, you've made it this far. We hope that you have enjoyed
every episode.
Except for the last one, which was shit. And we apologise for that again. But we hope you enjoyed the others. And we hope you enjoy this one. And we hope you enjoy the next 10. And the next 10, if that is possible.
Well, you got to remember, this is a saga.
Yeah.
You know, the saga so continues.
Maybe we've helped you get into a new band or discovered some music maybe you might not have heard of before. And we hope you have.
Or maybe we just play all your favourite bands.
Yeah. And you're just like as cool as us.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Time for the riff of the week.
Fortnite.
You're still saying
I know. Fortnite, 10 podcasts, riff, I still
Fortnite,
can't get it
riff,
right.
Fortnite.
It's, yeah. It dies today. That was a good riff, wasn't it, Charlie?
Yes, it was a good riff.
It dies today. It's just been announced that they are supporting the Bled. No, Every Time I Die.
Nice. Here in London.
In London.
Is that the Mean Fiddler?
I think it's at the Mean Fiddler.
Or the Astoria.
I think it's in April. So you got anyone who lives in London, go and see Every Time I Die. I might be there. I might not. But I might.
I might be there.
Charlie might be there.
Where there's slightly more chance of Nathan being there than me being there, because Nathan's cooler.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm glad you finally realised that, Charlie.
No.
Where the hell did that come from?
I should laugh, innit? Anyway.
It's not my laugh.
Quote of the fortnight. Are you ready for the quote of the fortnight?
Yeah, I'm ready. What is quote of the fortnight?
Oh yeah, can I just say, by the way, we got rid of the jingles.
Yeah, the jingles were lame.
It's a poor choice by us, and I apologise for them personally on behalf of Nathan. It was all his idea. Quote of the fortnight, let's go. Remember the day they cut our throats, we learned to smile from our necks.
That's right, we actually have the lead singer of the Bled with us here today.
He has to go
yeah,
now.
Yeah, to leave.
Oh, shit, right, okay, see ya, thanks.
Yeah, bye, yeah, just shut the door.
He didn't even say bye. What kind of person doesn't say bye nowadays?
I know.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was quote of the fortnight. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going backwards, it would seem. There was a podcast for you weeks ago where we just had the Bled pretty much the whole way through. Maybe that was the good old days, Charlie. That was before, well, last week it was awful. Maybe that's just, and we didn't play any Bled. We haven't been playing any Bled for ages, and that's what it was.
We did have the Brace Yourself thing, but that didn't really go that well.
Yeah.
So
It's our first song. It's a request, I think, from a guy called Tom.
Yeah.
He wanted some Enter Shikari, and
not that we didn't want
it too. We wanted it too. I'm loving the trance bit towards the end. The quality of this, I don't know, is not very good, but like one of the guys in the band sent it to me, that was really nice of him because he's a nice guy. Enter Shikari, Return to Energizer. Here it is.
Pow. You are good.
Yeah. Return to Energizer, British band, doing something good. Like, actually, I was about to say they're a bit like a heavy Panic at the Disco, but I think that is like quite offensive towards them, because I think they're far better than Panic at the Disco. What is with the Panic at the Disco like overratedness thing? What is that about? Explain to me how they suddenly became the future of punk rock. I know we played them on our podcast, so it's slightly hypocritical for me to say this, but it's like they're all right, but it's like people are trying to make them out to be like the next Led Zeppelin or something, like the next huge band, the next Iron Maiden. It's like, no.
Yeah, but aren't they doing that with like every band that comes out? Like every indie band comes out.
No.
Like Arctic Monkeys came out. Oh, they're amazing. The Libertines came out. Oh, they're amazing. Like Franz Ferdinand came out. Oh, they're amazing. College Shoes came out. Oh, they're amazing. Wait until the second album.
No, but I'm talking about like emo bands and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's because emo's becoming more popular. So now the same thing's happening to that kind of music. It's like how, like, you know.
Yeah, but it's still, that doesn't excuse it.
Yeah, but
that's the only thing.
That's just what happens in the music industry.
It's stupid. It's stupid. They don't deserve it. They got signed. There are bands out there struggling to get signed, making interesting, brand new, like groundbreaking music, and they don't get signed. And Panic at the Disco write 4 songs and do a gig and get signed.
No, they hadn't done a gig.
They hadn't done any gigs. Well, there you go. Written 4 songs and hadn't done any gigs.
Yeah, but those 4 songs are good.
Well, they're all right.
Yeah, but compared to like quite a lot of the shit that's out there, like there are loads of bands struggling to get good, and they're shit. And like they're for what they do, just like pop punk, electric pop punk, they're probably the best people at it at this moment in time. Name one pop punk electro band that's better than Panic at the Disco. Do you know why I can't name one? There aren't any that are really that good, if there are any other bands. And that's why they're really successful at the moment, is because, okay, it's not the most original music in the world, but it's better than, like, you know, other stuff.
Yeah, but like bands like incorporating like that, like the whole synth stuff, that they've been doing, people have been doing that for ages.
Yeah, but I'm not on such a heavy scale as that.
I bet there are.
Yeah, but not in like with such like pop songs, I don't think.
I bet there are.
Then why weren't...
Because they're just not exposed, and it's only because they're on Pete Wentz's fucking record label.
Well, what do you expect?
You know, I'm just saying, it wasn't, you know, it's
well,
just
if these other bands had like sent their like EP to like
it was just
Pete
a
Wentz,
passing comment.
Then Pete
just
Wentz would have gone,
comment.
Oh, that's really good, and
it's
signed them instead.
Comment.
And then they would have got
comment.
Just bigger.
It was just a passing comment. It was just a passing comment. Just a passing comment, trying to make conversation, didn't really know what was happening after the second song, thought I might say something, little passing comment.
Okay, then.
End of conversation.
Anyway, shout outs!
Yeah.
We've got quite a lot this week, but all from people who have really had shout-outs, really. Apart from...
Have we? Who have we got? No, we're not doing shout-outs this week.
Are we not?
No. We're just saying hello to Tom, because he asked us where... He said, thanks for playing the Bled. And, yeah, and that's all right.
And shame you couldn't get into the Bled earlier.
Yeah. Because the Bled are amazing. And also he said that he asked us where we get the brace yourself thing. And that's from...
Last American Cowboy.
Finishing my sentences now, Charlie.
Yeah. Okay. Why aren't you finishing... If I say mine, then...
Oh, sorry, my sentences. Your sentence. Anyway.
Yeah.
Scott, your idea about a political rant is very... is very interesting. And maybe... We're going to do one later on, but maybe.
If not in this one, then one in the future.
Yeah. So, yeah. Up next, we have a very special feature of the podcast. One of our listeners, Chris, has emailed or like posted a poem that he made for his girlfriend Claudia, maybe, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Correct us if we're wrong. She knows who she is.
We're going to play this. We're gonna read this out. But we've got a special guest in to read it out, because we feel that if we did it, then, I don't know, we didn't feel very comfortable reading it out.
Yeah.
We wanted a neutral person. Yeah, this is a poem by Chris. Enjoy. Enjoy.
I choose Carmen over life. I would rather see myself bleeding with the knife in my hand than to never see your face, taste your lips dry, and understand, because there's no life for me to live for if you're not with me. I'll be against the floor with a bullet in my gun against my head. I might die, I might live, either way I'm dead, cause there's no breathe without you. I don't know what I'm gonna fucking do. I'd rather hear my neck break and die instantly than for you to never feel, never hear what you mean to me. Cause the world do some exist, no one is really there, if I never get to hear your voice or stroke your graceful hair. My whole life's been a lie, cause I haven't been with you. No thoughts are real, nothing changes, I've got to choose, cause there's only one way out of this. My soul won't be departed, I won't be fucking missed, because I'd rather wake up against the fucking floor dead than to never wake up with you and think of what you said. To never change and make the day new, you'd know exactly what we do every day, every hour, every second, every minute. All I got left is this wrist, now I'm gonna slit it, cause there's nothing for me left to do. No, wait, there will always be the thought of you. I'd rather taste my blood slipping up my throat than to never taste your breath here, hear the words you wrote. Yeah, that's right, I'm captivated. It's not that hard to see that everything you are has taken over me.
Thanks for that, Chris. It was really moving. I hope that you appreciated our rendition of that poem.
Yeah.
I want to say it was really nice.
It was a really nice poem.
But there's a but, Chris. Don't want you to get too hooked onto this girl, because nothing is ever for certain, you know, in life. And yeah. Anything you'd like to add, Charlie?
And yeah, don't. And if it does ever break up, don't, like,
you don't know, kill yourself.
Yeah, don't.
Don't put a gun to your head with a bullet.
And, like, slit your wrists and stuff. That's not good.
It's not cool. But that poem was cool. You know, I hope.
Although, I don't think the whole kind of self harm thing was cool, personally.
I think it's just a metaphor.
Yeah. Okay. As long as it's that, then yeah, it's fine. But you know.
But
as long as you're not serious.
Yeah, Chris. We just want to say, I want to say, you know, I hope you guys do go on, live happily ever after. But it might not happen. So just keep that in mind. That, you know, I checked out your MySpace, because I'm a MySpace whore, live for comments and all that. So I saw that, I think you're only 17. Now, it's quite young.
Yeah.
It's quite young. And, you know, you're still young. Anything could happen. So just, you know, don't put all your eggs in the basket.
Yeah.
Is that the saying?
Yeah.
Don't.
Then there's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah, but wrong. Yeah, there are plenty more fish in the sea. Don't put all your eggs in the basket. But at the same time, I hope you guys are happy for a very long time.
Yeah, at the same time, don't think that and then break up the relationship.
So basically, this has just been a really pointless.
No, it hasn't been pointless.
Okay,
hasn't
cool.
been pointless.
All right. So hi, Chris. Thanks for that. We really appreciate it. Now, maybe another poem. Maybe you could do another one. Anyone else want to write a poem?
Yeah.
We'll read it out. Maybe even we will read it out ourselves.
I think that'd be quite rude, because we didn't read out Chris's one ourselves.
Well, yeah, if you have a Mac and you'd like a particular voice to read out your poem live on the air, you know, we can create a piano track, and if you want a bit of a funky one, we can do all that. I've got loads of GarageBand samples, so it's all cool. I might even write a little guitar bit if I'm bored. anyway.
Well,
just one quick shout out. Or two.
Oh yeah, just say hi to Tom. We're very glad you're into the bled now.
Yeah, I'm sad that I cried a little bit when I heard when I read your comment.
Into the bled.
Yeah, because the bled are an amazing band, and you know, but and also the little brace yourself. That's from Last American Cowboy, by the way. Just to let you know. Right there, Charlie.
Yeah, just yeah. And also, Scott, about the political rant thing.
Yeah.
We might do it later.
Might do it later.
Okay, so all of a sudden, you just find my voice hilarious. in this tenth podcast, he's like, you've slowly...
Right, we're going to do it later, Chris. Scott, we're going to do it later. We will. George Bush and all that shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then just a general hello to everyone else. Hello.
There were loads of people who posted comments. Quite a lot of people were just saying, like, hey, I got a shout out in the last
one. We want more comments. More comments, yeah? Safe.
And more from people who haven't already done them
before. Because that's just weak.
Yeah.
Your comment game is weak.
It's not that, you know, we don't appreciate the ones from people who've already said stuff. But it's just, you know, it's just nice to see new people.
Anyway, moving on swiftly. What does that say?
Song 2. Woohoo! No, okay.
What is song 2?
It's this.
Yeah, so that was He Is Legend.
Every Time I Die, I Should Sue.
Every Time I Die, no, it sounded a little bit like a bled mix of Every Time I Die, I Feel. What do you feel, Charlie?
Sound like a bit like Every Time I Die mix with a bit of Every Time I Die.
No, they got a bit of bled in there as well, trust. Anyway, so Charlie, I was watching the news yesterday. A really interesting article, a really interesting piece on George Bush came on the television. What do you think about George Bush?
Oh,
hang on. Do I sense political rant coming on?
You're right there, Nathan.
So, yeah, George Bush, eh? What a character.
Yeah.
Go.
Me?
Yeah, go.
Why do I have to go?
Go on. Scott wants it. America's waiting. Scott wants it. I want it. Just go. George Bush, go.
What do you want me to say about him?
I want you just to chat about him and I'll be like, yeah, I'll chat about him too.
Okay.
We'll have a little rant. Political rant. Let's go.
I don't know what the W stands for. Do you know what it stands for?
Wanker?
Yes. Yeah. It stands for wanker.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, do you want me to start then, Charlie?
Yeah.
I'll start. Charlie's quite tired. Anyway, George Bush, what a prick, eh?
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Didn't I already start with that, though?
Well, okay, George Bush, what a dick. George Bush is a fucking idiot, basically, right? The guy is just on this one... He's on a mission just to destroy the world, I think. I think he's a nutcase. And he doesn't even run the country... everyone else behind him runs the country. He's just a puppet that stands up and says stuff that other people have told him to say and then decides that we should go to war in Iraq. And it's like, no, George, don't. It's like not your right to ruin, to like run the world.
And also that was an illegal war.
As you know, in America it was legal. In America they went to war for regime change, which is what they got. But in England, it wasn't a legal war because they went to war...
looking for WMDs.
Yeah, that was it. There weren't any. So technically, illegal war here.
Not there.
But legal there, but still fucked up.
But weren't they also looking for weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah, but I think that was just a minor thing. I think the
No, it wasn't a minor thing. It was on the news. No, but George Bush saying, weapons of mass destruction, do you like say all this stuff and then like written on a bit of paper? They're like, you're going to go into war for weapons of mass destruction? He's like, no, I'm going to go for... Regime change,
that was like the legal, that's how they got it through. Because they knew, they weren't even going there for, that was just a little subplot. So everyone would be like, oh shit, they have weapons of mass destruction. And they don't. Really, he was just going so he could just do his fuck up Saddam thing. And the guy's just, you know, he gets everyone involved on a war just so he can ruin the world. Run the world and ruin it at the same time.
Yeah. And also quite a lot of his influences, decisions are influenced by religion.
Yeah.
Which, as much as religion can help people, when you have such a strong belief in one religion, it's not very good for the other people who believe other religions.
Yeah.
Or don't believe in religion at all.
There is definitely an argument to say that war in Iraq is like a religious war. Because, yeah. Like, the main reason he went is because... Well, he's a Seventh-day Adventist, and they believe that the second coming of Christ will happen when
a huge,
isn't it like an enemy, an evil is defeated in the Middle East.
A great evil is defeated in the
and that's
Middle
why
East.
That's what his plan is, you know.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to make Jesus appear, and when he's not away in Iraq, getting all these American people killed for no reason.
He's just letting his own people die in hurricanes and shit. You know.
And he's also spending the US nation's money or the taxpayers' money not going back into the country, and they're losing money. And now, like America, like $9 trillion in debt. Yeah. $9 trillion.
Is that a fact, John?
Might not be a fact.
Is that foff?
foff.
Political foff. Anyway, yeah. And like, he's global warming. He just doesn't give a shit. Just does not give a shit about global warming.
We're all going to die.
Actually,
you shouldn't call it, it's not global warming. It's climate change.
Oh, climate change.
Because places are getting colder too.
Okay. All right. Is that the technical?
Yeah.
Politically correct term?
With the whole climate change thing, what's going to happen is, especially here in England, the Gulf Stream will cut off and then we'll become like Greenland, something like that, and be like snowing all the time. And like,
is it? I know, I've heard that in the next 10 years, England's going to be like the south of Spain. The south of Spain's going to get too hot, and England
is going to
be like the number one.
That's only if the Gulf Stream keeps on coming.
Oh, right.
We're on the same... longitude or latitude, one of those ones, as some other country that's like hasn't got any like hot air going into it and like it's freezing cold there. Oh. So, like, and because of the climate change stuff, there's more chance of that ending. So we could become really hot or really cold.
Wow. Cool. I'm hoping for the hot.
It's not really cool.
No, it's not cool.
I would just like it to just be kind of in between. Just kind of just room temperature all the time.
Did you know that George Bush, right? Some guys came up to him and like, yo, Bush, George, basically we need some money, right? Because a huge fucking storm is coming. Loads of people are going to die. We need to put the barriers up, right? We need like 100 million or something. They said like that. They need like $1 billion. And George goes, here's 10 million. And it did fuck all. It did nothing. Then what happened? Hurricane Katrina. That's right. That happened. Then people died.
There's another example. A year before the 9/11 attacks, there was a document from the FBI put on his desk saying, Al Qaeda are planning attacks through suicide planes. Didn't even read it.
The main headline was like, Al Qaeda will attack with planes. And the guy's just like, leaves it and reads his fucking...
No, the main headline wasn't that. The main headline was like...
No, trust me, on the front page, Charlie.
The main headline was like, you must read this.
Okay, the second line is like,
people will die.
Okay, the third headline then, after you must read this and people will die, was Al Qaeda to attack with planes. And that's fact. He put it on his very desk, the FBI, and the guy's just like, oh, I won't read that.
He went and played some freaking golf. The first...
Went and played some golf and choked on a pretzel.
The first, like, 9 months of him being in office, he was on holiday.
Yeah, that's just because they wanted to get rid of him so they could set up the country. Yeah. And then they got him back to be, like, this puppet guy again. Guy's a dick.
Also, when the 9/11 attacks happened, he was in a school, like, reading stories read. So an officer, one of his men comes over. He's like, oh, a plane's just flown into World Trade Tower.
He just sits there.
Keeps on listening to some kid's story.
How is that the...
I mean, if you run like, the biggest and, like, most powerful country in the world and attack happens, you get up in your seat and go, I mean, fair enough.
And sort out the situation,
they're small kids, you don't want to offend the small kids, but I'm sure the kids will understand when they grow up.
You know? You just make a sneaky exit, except the guy just sat there reading some book about a little... No.
He wasn't reading the book. He was listening to the woman.
No. He was holding the book. Just looking into space. Yeah. Just going, shit. Yeah, he probably had like a nursery rhyme going around in his head.
It's like Humpty Dumpty sat on him. The guy's like, oh, the plane just fell into the water. It's like a plane has flown in there. The country is now officially under attack. What do you want to do? Can I just stay here and read?
I haven't finished
singing Humpty Dumpty to myself yet, guys.
If that was me, I'd be out there addressing the nation.
I would have gone up as a president myself in an F-15 and shot down the other planes.
Try there were no planes. That was it. They were in the
towers. There was a Pentagon one and the other one that the people on the plane took back over and it crashed. Or I'm not sure if that happened, if that got shot down.
Oh yeah. But anyway, man.
And also, there are those rumors about the one in the Pentagon not actually hitting, even though the people who crashed into it.
Yeah, I heard it was a missile. I heard it was a setup.
Because I was thinking about that though, but then like, what happened to the plane? What happened to the people on the plane?
Yeah, exactly. And like, it was like a perfect circle that went into the Pentagon. Perfect circle, like the shape of a missile, whereas a plane would make like huge amounts.
No, it is a huge hole in it.
I've seen that video on the internet,
but I saw a documentary on Discovery Channel the other day. Actually, they actually showed like how it was like literally this huge hole in the side.
Interesting. Maybe we should continue this political debate next week or next fortnight.
No, I think next fortnight we should talk about the moon landings, whether they were
maybe we should get the listeners to suggest a political rant conspiracy.
I quite like the moon landing ones. It's like less serious.
Maybe we should set up a vote and people
and also because I know that they weren't faked, so
Yeah, I know they weren't faked either.
Yeah, but just, my uncle, in case someone tries to like prove it.
All right, my uncle made the wheels and the engine for the moon buggy.
Yeah.
Trust.
I saw this whole program, like 2-hour documentary on it. Wow. So what I do with my spare time, I watch documentaries. It's because I haven't got anything else to do with my life, really, shit. Apart from just watch documentaries and listen to emo, and that's it, really.
Anyway, we're sorry if we offended anyone in our political rant. We're sorry it was so serious. If anyone would like to come back with a counter
and explain
argument,
to us why George W. Bush deserves to be,
yeah, try and persuade us. Persuade us otherwise. You know.
Oh yeah, one last thing about George W. Bush, right? Al Qaeda, right? The reason why they're so influential and are considered as terrorists is because they're getting all these people to fight their war for them through religion. George W. Bush has got into power through religion. He's basically stolen Al Qaeda's idea, used it for himself.
Sorry, that is controversial shit.
No, it's true though. Stolen it for himself and gone, and now he's in power, and now he's like the biggest terrorist in the world.
You know what, Joy? I think we should break into the White House and play George W. Bush this. Been asking for that, and luckily they let us play it, so that's all good, isn't it?
Yeah, otherwise we would have been screwed. Next up, we've got recommendations. We've due to the poorness of the recommendations last week, we've decided, instead of each of us having an emo and non-emo recommendation, we're just going to have a joint one. That way, okay, you may think, you know, it's going to be worse, but it means the quality of the recommendations will be greater.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah. Charlie, what is our combined emo recommendation of the week?
Well, I've got a non-emo recommendation.
What's that?
It's only one song.
One song?
Because I haven't heard the rest of the songs by this band. It's Test Icicles.
Isn't it Test Icicles?
No, it's not Icicles. It's spelled differently because it has the extra C. It's Icicles.
So I'm sure it's Test Icicles.
Icicles or I... How do you spell icicles? Spell icicles now.
Icicles, innit? Because the whole point is that it's meant to sound like bollocks. Testicles. It's meant to sound like testicles.
Yeah, they spell it test.
Charlie, trust. Trust is Test Icicles. But thanks for that recommendation. Yeah.
There's their song, Circle, Triangle, Square. It's a tune.
Right. I'm going to do a non-emo recommendation anyway. I don't care. We're not combining that. My non-emo recommendation of the FOF.
Of the FOF? That makes no sense.
Of the FOF.
The Fortnite.
Just like saying that word. That was a bit of genius. Anyway, my non-emo recommendation of the week is the Kooks album. It's quite a strange choice for me. I'm not really into those NME type bands. But I think they've got wicked melodies and like really good, yeah, whatever. The Kooks, check them out. I bought their songs off iTunes, so I can't really play a little snippet of that. But
yeah, and because Nathan doesn't like Test Icicles on his computer.
Icicles. Is it Test Icicles? I think it's Test Icicles. You call them Test Icicles though, Charlie, if you want.
I just think that's a lot cool. More fun. They also split up. If you didn't.
Yeah, they split up. So we're gonna play a snippet of our email recommendation of the week. Here it is.
I wanna give you whatever you need. What is it you need? Is it what I need? I wanna give you whatever you need. What is it you need? Is it within me?
That was Dashboard Confessional.
Yep, a very important band.
Yeah. Quite old school.
Yeah, the album's Swiss Army Romance. That guy, Chris, whatever his name
Carumba
is. I think he's pretty influential. Possibly set out the template for modern emo.
Yeah, pretty much changed guy is the a face legend. Of emo forever.
And if you have played Emo Game, then you'll know him in a slightly different way to everyone else. You'll know him like me and Charlie know him. Yeah. With a 14 pixel cock.
64 inch pixel cock.
Oh, anyway.
Something like that. Anyway, yeah, I just realised he said Swiss Army Romance, Penknife Love Life. Swiss Army is a penknife, romance, love life.
Shit.
Mad, isn't it?
Just do you reckon that's where they got it from?
Maybe, you know.
If anyone knows Penknife Love Life.
If you're in Penknife Love Life and you listen to this.
They don't listen to this.
Well, they should.
I know they should, but they don't. Okay.
But what makes you sure that they don't?
I don't know. Charlie, go.
It's time. Oh, we've done recommendations, haven't we? Yeah.
Foff. What is Foff?
I don't know. That's your thing. Remember, we had in the last podcast, you were going to be in charge of the Foff?
Foff. Foff of the week is the guitarist from Hatebreed is making a new band with Derek Palumbo.
Really?
Ex-Glassjaw and current Head Automatic.
Glassjaw are still together.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And also, linked with Glassjaw, Derek recently said that, like, a project with Glassjaw was not out of the question. So hopefully they'll bring out a third album soon. But yeah, Hatebreed and Derek Plumbo, that might be quite an interesting combination.
Yeah. Probably sound like Glassjaw.
Yeah. But that should be interesting. Foff, check there. It's Foff of the week right there.
Yeah. Okay, I need to get the web address.
The web address. Oh, this is a new feature.
Brand new feature.
Brand new feature. So you're gonna, you just gonna type, or you're gonna tell
them? Well, I've got to get it first, Kate. I was gonna think, you know, I thought you would talk, and then.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Brand new feature, free download of the Fortnite.
Yeah, this is gonna be where we tell you where to go to get a free download
of a certain band.
Yeah.
Okay, this week it's Death Cab for Cutie, and it's not from their website.
It's a different website.
Even though I think you probably could get some of their songs from there. If you go to...
Get a pen. Hang on. Get a pen. Get some paper. Hang on.
Or if...
Or just open a Word document or whatever.
All right, yeah.
Anyway. Right, okay, go, Charlie, go.
www. How would you say that word? Bars.uk.
Bars.uk.
Bars.uk.com.
Or bars suck.
Bars suck. That's what I was saying, is it?
Bar suck.
Basically, it's www.barsuk.com bands Death Cab for Cutie. /bands/Death Cab for Cutie/media. We'll put it up on our MySpace page. A link to it.
Cool.
And you should be able to download them. It's got all the songs are from different albums, quite a lot of their old albums too.
It's one song from every album except Plans.
Yeah,
I think.
Because they signed to Island Major Records. But it's got a song we played, Champagne from a Paper Cup.
Yeah, it's got that.
It's like that song.
Download it. You can gab it for free.
For free.
We're going to end the show this fortnight with some classic Mainstreamer Gold. We hope you enjoy this podcast. I think it went pretty well. Definitely better than the last one. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you guys more and more. So don't slack with the... The comments. We live
for
comments.
See you next Fortnite.
Enjoy Mainstreamer Gold.
Hi, do you want sex 24 hours a day? Ring this number.